Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Women who own their own businesses face a number of challenges. It's not easy to find capital, deal with social expectations, and challenge what can be a boys' club at times. But there is help out there. Women can start their own businesses and thrive. We invite you to join our conversation as we talk about women entrepreneurs. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. And, you know, if you have a question, if you really want to do this, if this is something you've always wanted to do, now's the time to call. We've got some experts who can help you out. We've got C.C. Smith with us, president of the San Antonio chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners and the owner and president of Toolbox Studios. Tracy Shelton Hervey is with us, the certified business advisor with the UTSA Small Business Development Center. And Margo Sloshin, she is the director of the Women's Business Center at the Lyft Fund. And again, the number to call is 210-614-8980. C.C. Smith, tell me about, why is it difficult? Why do we have to have this conversation about women businesses? What do they need to know?
Well, I think a big part of it is just the history of it. It was only 30 years ago that women would have to, even to get a business loan or to start their business. My 19-year-old son could sign for me, but I couldn't. So, I mean, 30 years. I mean, that's not long ago. So, I mean, there's so much opportunity for women to get into business, but it's founded in that there were some just regulations and laws and legislation that just hampered that growth. That was probably a big thing. But the other thing is just some of the things you mentioned, just some of these social dynamics that happen. You know, family. We were in sandwich generations now where we're taking care of our parents and our children, right? You know, a lot falls on the mother sometimes and the business owner. So there's a lot to handle. Not that men don't have those same issues, but, you know,
The way we have society traditionally is, you know, we say if the husband, the man is going to run the business, then that's kind of his full-time job. But we don't really have the same fair, equitable understanding. Like if it's the woman in the family running the business, then who's going to take care of some of the family issues, right?
Exactly.
I mean, let's just be real about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, so Tracy, UTSA Small Business Development Center, how do y'all help?
So we help in two ways. We are commissioned to do training and advising. And so you'll find, if you go to our website at sasbdc.org, our training calendar, and almost all those training classes are free because we are funded by a combination of grants from the state of Texas and the SBA. We're an SBA partner. So they fund us and they tell us that our job is to go teach and train. And then we do free one-on-one advising. So you can come in and visit with an advisor like myself, and we'll help you from soup to nuts, from beginning to end. As you want to grow your business, sell your business, pivot your business, try to scale your business. I think to what CC was saying earlier, one of the opportunities for women is that we do the work often. So there are lots of women who have daycares out of their home. The opportunity for them, though, is how do I expand? How do I scale? And there's no expectation of scaling for women because it's just kind of something that you do. And so our job is to help you figure out what you want to do, how to prioritize that, and then move forward so that you can achieve the success that you dream of.
And Margo at Lyft Fund, tell me about Lyft Fund. How can you help women achieve their dream of owning a business?
Sure. So the Women's Business Center has actually been a program of Lyft Fund since 2008. And much like the SBDC, we are a federally funded resource partner of the Small Business Administration. So our services are open to the public and generally free of charge. Our mission is really to support women with guidance and so that they can get the tools, the expertise, and the connections that they need to be successful business leaders. Much like SBDC, we do this by providing one-on-one advising, and we also do group trainings. What sets us apart is in our one-on-one advising, we like to make sure that we're being flexible to accommodate women's schedules. So we take into account being able to offer after-hours appointments, weekend appointments. We also have a kid-friendly center, so if women are bringing their children with them, they can't get childcare at that time, they can bring their kids in. We have, you know, Netflix set up. We have a kids activity box so that they can have their kids there during the consultation, so that that's not a prohibiting factor. On the training side, in addition to the classes and workshops that we offer on topics like social media or government contracting or small business taxes, we have some that are uniquely geared towards women entrepreneurs. And one example of that is our signature program, which is the Women's Business Accelerator. It's a two-month-long program and more comprehensive in nature, where we have a cohort of women that are going through sessions together so that they can build up their support network, boost their confidence, and really put together a growth strategy for their business. We also address some unique topics in that particular accelerator. For example, combating imposter syndrome. We also talk about how to build your skills in negotiating. And another thing that we address that both these ladies mentioned is that work-life balance, and how do you prioritize your time as a woman business owner when you're also maintaining a household.
But you also have capital, don't you, to provide?
You
can help
right.
people get started.
Yep. So that's another differentiator about our Women's Business Center, is that we are directly connected with a small business lender. So Lift Fund specializes in providing small business loans to entrepreneurs unable to obtain capital through traditional banks. And so at our Women's Business Center, we can sit down with an entrepreneur and help them prepare for accessing capital so that they're more likely to be successful in that loan application. A huge benefit to our clients is that when they apply for a loan, and if they are approved, they receive a 3% interest rate reduction on our highest risk rating as being a client of the Women's Business Center.
That's pretty powerful.
It is.
So, yeah, that's something not to be overlooked.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to go to the callers. The calls are starting to come in. The number is 210-614-8980. You know, there are gender roles in our society, and we should try to figure out how we can not allow ourselves to be captured by those gender roles. And women entrepreneurs should be able to compete in every area of business, from selling fracking equipment and everything else out in the world. There should be no barriers. And so let's figure out how we can do that this afternoon. 210-614-8980. Danielle is on the line. And Danielle, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. This question is for Lip Fund. I wanted to find out how women can get involved and support your mission.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. So how can women get involved and support you?
That's a great question. So for women who are aspiring entrepreneurs or current entrepreneurs, the best way to get involved is going to our website. It's liftfund.com/WBC. That's where you can schedule an appointment to meet with an advisor. You can learn about our upcoming workshops and trainings. And then for women business owners that are already more established, we are always looking for mentors that can assist in our programs in really guiding and coaching and providing support to those more nascent stage entrepreneurs. And that's where our partnerships with programs like the Small Business Development Center and NOWBO really come into play, is helping to connect all of these groups of women business owners at different stages in the life cycle of their business.
I can see how mentors would be really helpful, mm-hmm. because there's so many questions and issues that pop up, and you really want to turn to somebody and say, you know, how did you deal with this? And is that something that comes up frequently, Tracy?
It is. And one of the things that we try to do is connect people with other people that have done what they're trying to do. And we just started a partnership with NABO this past year, where the SBDC advisors are mentoring the women of NABO who have just started businesses or are trying to start their businesses, and making sure that they manage the process well.
And I guess that's a big part of networking, Cece, is being able to find someone who you want to emulate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I heard a statistic that 63% of young ladies under the age of 17 don't feel like they have a positive role model. And was startling to me when I heard that statistic. And I think one of the neat thing about women, and Margo pressed on this a little bit, was and the caller, that women want to help women. I mean, there's a true care and concern to give a hand to help. And you see it in every stage of life, and you see it in every stage of your business, always willing to give back, always willing to talk to someone. helping them through a rough time, whatever it is. There's just that sincere desire to help each other.
So what do, if you meet somebody, maybe at a party or just, and then you tell them what you do, what's the first thing that they ask you about?
Well, it kind of depends. One of the things that's I think is really neat about women is that we get to a deeper level really fast. And a lot of times at NABU, it's not about networking. I mean, yes, there's an element of networking, but it's really about relationships. It's not about, hey, can this person buy some of my services or buy my product, or is this a customer?
Yeah, but Cece, do you ever like meet someone and they say, oh, you're with the San Antonio chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, and they tell you, you know what, I've always wanted to start a business, but I never did, and it is something that has haunted me my entire life, and I need to do it now, and what do you tell them? Does that happen?
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, and it's never too late. We have women that are just coming out of high school and college that are starting businesses. We have women that are finishing wonderful corporate careers that are coming out and wanting to reinvent themselves. And I always tell them, come to one of our meetings, come to one of our events and just meet. I refer them to our great alliance partners of SBDC and Lift Fund. And there are women that can tell you, yes, you can do this, and give you the tools to do it. Most of them just are a little bit scared, and they just need someone to say, come on, I'll go alongside you. And that's what NABU is about. And once you get them there, they get the passion, they get the bug, and they're just, where do I start? And then that's when I turn them over to our alliance partners who have so many wonderful resources.
Yeah, I tell people, don't do internships. Start a business. Even if you're right out of college or even out of high school, start a business. It's never too early to do that. And I think nothing's going to stand out more on a resume, the fact that you started a business and you got some real life experience in doing that. Even if it's a small little business that you went through and you were able to do it, and maybe and you found something about yourself when you do that. So we're going to talk more about how we can help foster women in San Antonio and beyond to become business, to become entrepreneurs. This is The Source. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. Got some experts here that can answer your questions. 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Entrepreneurship was once considered a man's domain, but the tide has shifted. More than 9 million U.S. firms are now owned by women, employing nearly 8 million people and generating $1.5 trillion in sales. That's according to the 2015 data from the National Association of Women Business Owners. Have you ever wanted to start your business? Now is the time. Lots of resources are available here in Bexar County and beyond. Give us a call with your questions and comments. The number is 210-614-8980. Sarah is on the line. And Sarah, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I just call in. I actually work with UTSA Small Business Center and have applied for loans through Lift Fund. And what they've been able to do for me has been amazing. Free classes for people that don't know, QuickBooks. As a matter of fact, Tracy is my advisor. She's been invaluable. I can call her up or email her with questions. Lift Fund, the money they provide me allows me to buy equipment. I'm able to employ more employees. For those of you that are just starting out, they're free resources, and they're amazing in the city. So please give them a call. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, Sarah, so yeah. What is your business?
So I own Mission Kayak here in San Antonio.
And I guess
so
things
we do kayaking tours on the river, and I hire employees to come out and make everybody's life wonderful on the river.
That sounds pretty cool. And that kind of challenges a gender assumption that who would run a kayaking business. It's no longer a certain type of individual. If you love something, you can have a business in that area, whatever that might be. Let's go now to another panelist. This is Dolores Rowan, Associate Director of Policy and Research for the National Women's Business Council. And Dolores, welcome to The Source. And is there a trend here? Are we seeing more women deciding that they want to become entrepreneurs?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, there is a trend. If we actually look at the data, what we notice is between 2002 and 2012, the number of women-owned firms increased at a rate that was 2.5 times the national average. What we're talking about there is 52% versus 20%. We also noticed great trends in employment. Women-owned businesses are employing more individuals. They're increasing at a rate of 4.5 times that of all firms. So as of 2012, we know that women-owned businesses contributed 8.4 million jobs to the economy. And then if we count equally owned firms where women are partners, we have another 6.5 million jobs. There are great trends when we see in the number of women of color, the number of veterans. All of these women are starting and choosing to launch ventures and try to become really great scalable businesses.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned women veterans. That's an important area that I wanted to highlight. When you have, are there special benefits or advantages or something out there that can help a veteran, also a woman, and they're able to really inspire others and take off in a business area? Is this something that we should be looking at?
Yeah, so the SBA does have resources for training and helping veterans get off their feet. The National Women's Business Council conducts research and policy, and we go back to the White House, Congress, and SBA. And one of our target audiences is always veteran women entrepreneurs, and we've advised on the nearly 400,000 women-owned veteran businesses, and the SBA is a great resource. We also did publish a recent report on data regarding veteran women-owned businesses. So you can always check out that report at nwbc.gov.
All right, we got a lot of callers here, so let's get them on the air. This is Paula. Paula, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. My question is, do your organizations or services also provide help for women with technology startups? And how is starting a technology app business different from other business structures?
All right, Paula, thank you for that question. Tracy Shelton Hervey over at the UTSA Small Business Development Center.
That is a great question. So while the fundamentals of starting most businesses are the same, technology is a different animal. And at the university, we have an organization called the Technology Commercialization Center, and they specialize in helping folks that are doing technology-based businesses, helping them understand where the money is, where the trends are, and making sure that they have everything they need to put the business in play and get it scaled, get it funded, and off the ground. So I would encourage you to reach out to the folks at the Technology Commercialization Center at UTSA.
And CeCe Smith at the UU Technology Toolbox, talk about that.
Well, like Tracy said, all businesses start off with some basic fundamentals. But I think with technology and the support that needs to happen at NABO, let me talk about NABO first. We have many women that are in that field, and it's a growing field. Come check out NABO as well. But I will tell you that technology is forever changing. It will be forever changing. It's amazing when you think of what has happened in the past 25 years. I mean, let's face it, 25 years ago, people used to think, should I have a website? Could you imagine having that conversation today?
Right.
It's only been 25 years ago. So, I mean, technology is forever changing. And the most important thing is to get connected, get linked in with people that, quite frankly, are in your same industry so that together you can support each other, because you may focus on one part of technology and another person on another, and you can give business back and forth to each other, because there's no way in the world you can do it all in technology.
All right, but getting started in technology, we know that developing the skills like coding and knowing all this, you got to be really smart to do all that. But so, talk about the possibilities that we have here, opportunities that we have here locally, just to get started. So,
yeah.
Okay, Margo?
I'll give one example. Where our Women's Business Center is located, inside Launch SA at the Central Library, we host an organization called the San Antonio Coding Academy. They offer classes and trainings for people learning to code, to do web development, to do app development. And so in terms of getting some of those hard skills for someone who has not delved into that field before, that's a great starting place. To speak on some of the additional resources beyond what both Tracy Tracy's mentioned, as well as Cece, there's an organization called Tech Block, which really works to connect tech-based business owners and do advocacy on behalf of tech businesses. And so that's another one that I would recommend that those that are looking to break into the tech field research.
But the idea of doing a startup, people talk about startups like if it's a big, scary thing. Is that something, so Dolores Rowan, are we seeing a lot of women get involved in Silicon Valley-style startup stuff?
And currently throughout the United States are starting to get involved. One of the things that we noticed was that the trends were increasing pretty aggressively in various different regions throughout the U.S. We are speaking with a lot of individuals in Silicon Valley and notice that there is a trend of women getting involved and starting and launching their businesses and seeking support and accessing venture capital and making sure that they are promoting their businesses in the venture capital world.
All right, let's get another caller. This is, and the number to call in if you've got a question or comment about starting a business, 210-614-8980 as we talk about women-owned businesses and women entrepreneurs. This is Vera. Hey, Vera, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to take the time to send a huge shout out and thank you because it's actually the Lyft Fund that helped me open up San Antonio. I'm sorry, our brewing company in San Antonio, which is Künstler Brewing. We have an attached tavern, so we're kind of like a brew pub. We would have never been able to do this without Lyft Fund. And what was really helpful was the fact that they were able to go over my finances and also my business plan and help me make sense out of everything. So big thank you to all of them.
Well, Vera, thank you for that call. So, Margo, let me ask you about looking at people's finances and telling them, yeah, you can do this. Do people, they walk in and they have like a shoebox full of stuff and they say, can you help me make sense of this? And you can do that?
Yes, absolutely. So in our one-on-one consultations, we can sit down with an aspiring entrepreneur or a current business owner and help them understand where they're at in terms of both their personal financial situation and their business financial situation. The personal side is one that people tend to underestimate its importance when trying to obtain a loan for their small business. And so we can really help people understand, based on your current financial position, based on what you're looking to open in terms of your business and what you're needing to purchase, what you're needing to expense before even opening your doors, let's put together what are the sources of funding that you can tap into, how are you going to use that funding, and how are you going to demonstrate to a lender or investor that your business is going to be able to repay that capital. So not only do we help with financial projections, but we can help a business owner who maybe has never looked at financial statements before. We can help them understand, what does your profit and loss statement tell you? What does your balance sheet tell you? What does your cash flow statement tell you? How do all of those work together? And how can you use that to really make solid decisions about your business based on numbers?
And so, Tracy, you help people put together a business plan, too.
We do.
You two say.
We do. We help with both business planning, prioritization strategies, as well as financials. And I think the thing that Margo and I neither one of us said at the beginning is that our advising is confidential. Mm-hmm. So it's free to you, but it's also confidential. Some people are afraid to come and bring you their financial information because they're not quite sure what you're going to do with it. But we sign confidentiality agreements. Whatever you say to us stays with us, and we will help you understand those financials, understand what your business plan is saying, what you're trying to achieve, and make sure that as you get ready to go to Lyft Fund, you are prepared with great documentation, and you can really walk through and talk about your business in an intelligible way so that you can communicate it to the person sitting across the desk who maybe doesn't have any idea what a kayak and business would look like, but you can sell that and they'll know that you've been through the process of really drilling down to what is this going to take, what you're going to put into it, and what skills you bring to make sure that you can have a go at this business in a positive way.
So when you're saying what skills you bring, so frequently we tell people, it says you've got to own your accomplishments. You've got to be able to be ready to stand up and be ready to take on the world. And we'll talk about how we can cheer each other on and do that when we come back from this break. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies, cheering each other on as we encourage women to become entrepreneurs and in the empowerment for success. It's right here. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980 as we talk about women entrepreneurs here in San Antonio and resources available. And this is Tricia, and let me click the right button. Tricia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tricia. Hey, I know you.
Yeah, such an interesting topic today, though. So I am the associate editor at the Business Journal, and this topic is something that we have been looking at this year, and we actually launched an initiative this month to talk about the issues that are important to women business owners and women entrepreneurs.
And how is that working out?
You know, I've gotten a good response so far. I mean, there are definitely some common topics that women want to talk about, and women are looking for some guidance. And here in San Antonio, we have a great network of women who help each other. But there's still a lot of questions about how do I start a business? How do I build a business? But also things like how do I find a good mentor? Like how do I identify somebody and build that relationship? Because women, you know, recognize that they need an outside person to talk to run things by and to, you know, start building.
All right, Tricia, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. One thing you hear now in business is fail faster. You know, don't be afraid of failure. Just get them out of the way. It's kind of like learning to ice skate. Just hurry up and fall down on the ice, and after you've done it once, then you're ready to go. Is C.C. Smith over, you know, San Antonio chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. People almost say that if you don't take a risk and if you don't fail, you're not trying hard enough, right? Or you're too scared or you're too it will impede you from moving forward. The most important thing is you take a calculated risk, you think through it, you ask some opinions of people and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. And then if it doesn't work, you figure out why. And you reapply your learning and you just keep moving on. And you don't take that as defeat, but it just one more step in the journey. And that's, in many cases, when you fail, is when you learn the most.
All right, and Dolores Rowan, over at the Associate Director of Policy and Research for the National Women's Business Council, So a failure is not a branded, you know, keep away, ostracized person. You can recover from that.
Oh, of course you can recover. We always see women, we interact with women daily that have innovative ideas that emerged out of failures that are continuously changing with the market, that have one idea that, you know, started off as a watch for heat control that ends up moving towards something completely different. So we know that failure is part of the business cycle. We just want to make sure here at the council that we're always promoting resources, promoting institutions like the WBCs or NABO or different organizations that can help women get back on their feet and make sure that even if they're failing, they're using that for constructive incorporation into their business models and learning from that and making sure that they're not scared of risk. Rather, they're figuring out the best way to put themselves forward.
Right. So we don't want the fear of failure to inhibit women or anyone from taking that big jump and stepping into the business world. Here's another caller. This is Lupita. And Lupita, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much. I have a quick question. I plan on retiring from civil service in about 5 to 6 years. But in the meantime, I want to learn as much as possible to make a smooth transition into a full business of making tamales. Everybody tells me I make the best tamales. Then why am I still working? I should have my own business already.
All right. So how do you do that? What's your first step? Let's go to the Lyft Fund. So Margo?
Hi, Lupita. Thanks for your call. Great question. So I would first recommend setting up an appointment to come and meet with one of our advisors so that we can provide you with some business plan templates, some budgeting templates, so we can help you to get those preparations underway before you fully retire, so that by the time that comes around, you're ready to actually execute and jump into the business full time. One of the things that we see with entrepreneurs that are transitioning out of employment into business ownership is that planning is so crucial, and many of them are often starting their business at the same time as being employed, so that by the time they are out of that traditional employment, the business is generating enough cash flow to actually sustain their personal living expenses. So it may be a rough few first years, as I'm sure CC can attest to. And so we just recommend getting in touch with us at our website, liftfund.com/WBC, so that you can set up an appointment, and also so you can learn about the workshops and trainings that you may be able to attend. Or you can visit LiftLearn, that's LiftLearn.com, to watch online video tutorials if you're not able to come out in person. And Tracy's group, SBDC, also has some weekend startup boot camps that they offer that I would recommend looking into as well.
And you can also do things like now to establish your brand as a great tamale expert and producer before you actually go into mass production, mm-hmm. you know, and use things like social media to just get your brand out there that you are these are Lupita's tamales. And, you know, I can't wait for the day when she can go full time.
Okay. But yeah. Dave, wait.
Yeah.
But wait. So one of the reasons that it's really important to come talk to an advisor is to make sure that you're doing everything in order. Uh-huh. So there are, when you're dealing with food, there are cottage laws. So some things can be made in your home, and it determines where you can sell them. And then sometimes you have to have a commercial kitchen. So for Lupita, I would recommend, we have a class called Start Smart. And that's the fundamentals of a business, kind of where do you get started. But Launch SA also has a phenomenal program called Break Fast and Launch, and it is focused on folks who want to be in the restaurant business. So, Lupita, bring the tamales to us, and we will sample them with you as we walk you through just the setup of a business and then making sure that you are within the confines of the law for the city and the state.
Right, let me get Nelly on the air, because that's the last call. Nelly, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Nelly, actually. I'm with Calma, Calm and Loving Minds Achieve, the founder, and I just wanted to call in like a couple others and reiterate how helpful Lift Fund and Launch SA can be when you just simply have an idea in mind. I walked in a little over a year ago with an idea to start an educational consulting business to create a mindfulness curricula for children, for teachers to use in the classroom with children. And at the time, that's all it was just an idea. And they launched me into a full functioning business that's operating here in San Antonio. They also have a program that I think is currently going on called the Venture Challenge. And it's an entrepreneurial competition. You may have already mentioned on the show. I just tuned in. But it's a competition for entrepreneurs. And like I said, at the time, I just had an idea that became the first ever Judges' Choice Award last year. And want some funding for my small business. And that really just propels you into being able to talk about your business, being comfortable doing that, being comfortable with your pitches, and just kind of understanding what phase you're in with your business and how to get to the next step. So just wanted to give a shout out to Launch SA and thank them for launching me.
All right, Nelly, thank you for the call. Dolores Rowan, talk about, you know, how important this is that women entrepreneurs are to the overall national economy. You're at the National Association for Women Business Owners, having women take charge here, become entrepreneurs, create businesses, create jobs. This is important for the national economy.
It's absolutely vital for the economy. We know that when we invest in women, we're investing in a future. They're more likely to invest in their community. They're going to have some really great social enterprises where they're thinking about the community and their bottom line. They actually are really great at training employees. They're really great at, you know, broadcasting resources. We have an amazing group of women entrepreneurs that are actually on our council. The council is comprised of 15 women. And you can go on our website at nwbc.gov and look at them and learn a little bit about their stories. Right now, we actually have some of them highlighted for Women's History Month, and they're talking a little bit about their challenges and their stories. And they demonstrate how successful women can contribute to the economy, create jobs, and be successful entrepreneurs, and they're willing to share their stories, too.
And there are also events that are happening in San Antonio in the area in the coming weeks and months. And so, Margo at Lift Fund, you have something coming up?
That's right. In honor of Women's History Month, we will be hosting our 6th annual Women Supporting Women Conference in collaboration with the Small Business Administration. That's going to be coming up next Friday, March 30th. It's from 9:30 to 12:30 at Broadway Bank in San Marcos. And it's a half-day conference that's packed full with workshops, networking opportunities, motivational speakers. You can learn more about it at liftfund.com/events and clicking on the event that says Women Supporting Women, and it's open to everyone to attend, and it's also free of charge.
So if this is something that you're listening to with a lot of interest and you're thinking, is this for me? Should I do it? I don't know, but I'm tempted. This is a great way to just figure it out.
That's right.
Figure it out. You know, a lot of people here want to help you, like Tracy Shelton Hervey over at UTSA Small Business Development Center. Do y'all have stuff going on?
We do. In honor of National Women's Business Day in September, we will have our 2nd annual American Women's Business Conference, and it will be similar to what Margo's team is going to put together next week, but with panelists and breakout workshops. And it's all about understanding what businesses are out there, understanding what opportunity is out there, and really encouraging other women to go live their dream.
CC Smith at the National Association San Antonio chapter of Women Business Owners. People come to you. How do they get connect?
Well, one, there's a lot of different ways. One, we're having our Women Business Owner Award celebration this Thursday, where we're just going to be recognizing those women. But also just come and attend an event. Go to our website and get connected to us. But I also want to tell you that there's some great opportunities. We do some wonderful things in the city. We have a program called Entrepreneurial Connections, where we mentor with young ladies in high school, in 14 different high schools, and we mentor them for 6 months. We always need volunteers. We always need people to help us support us in that effort, because these young ladies need to understand that they can, too, have a business. We teach them business planning. We teach them everything that they need to know to get started and to at least have that vision that someday they can have that as well.
We're going to have this entire hour posted on our website if you want to go back and listen to other parts again, because there was so much information, went by so quickly, and some of it could change your life. So check it out on tpr.org. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.